you know, I think the question that needs to be asked is not whether or not you have sidewalk in front of your house, but whether or not you walk on the sidewalk.
Town Clerk Barb Peterson says approving Paonia's sidewalk fund is the right way to go.
And we do want to be pedestrian friendly, and we have many elderly and, you know, young families with strollers and, you know, rollerblades and whatever. I mean, we have a lot of things that, you know, really do require it. And I, you know, my personal opinion is that I think it would be a really good thing for the town to take on.
2 years ago, the town of Paonia floated a similar measure that was defeated by only 63 votes. But after the threat of having to pay for it by themselves, homeowners may see this as a better alternative. The other municipal ballot question asks voters to allow Paonia to keep money it has already collected through mill levy, exempting the town from the Taxpayer Bill of Rights or TABOR legislation passed more than 2 decades ago in Colorado. Next year, the exemption would add only $3,000 more to the town's $2.2 million budget. But Peterson says it could mean a big difference in the future.
Because it does put more money into the general fund, which funds our parks, our streets, our police department, and our administration.
With about 700 registered voters, Paonia is the only municipality in Delta County with ballot questions. And this year, for the first time, you can cast your ballot at Paonia Town Hall, anytime from now until 7 p.m. on Election Day, Tuesday, November 5th.
Get out and vote. We are a drop-off location. Come on down, get your very stylish I Voted Today sticker, and be the envy of your friends and family.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.